Murphy says the measure proposed funding the panic alarm systems through bonds issued by the school's development authority that has nearly exhausted its borrowing capacity. He wants a revision so the funds come from a new bond act that will be on the November ballot. He also wants the SDA to oversee the purchase and installation of the alarms. Assemblyman Ralph Caputo expects lawmakers will go along with Murphy's recommendations.
If we had the money in the SDA now and the money wasn't committed, I think the governor would have signed it. There wouldn't be a CP, but some of the other things that he's done is perfect, and we'll wait for the approval of the public.
Caputo says the panic alarms could save lives by speeding police response to emergencies. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.